Day 32, Chapter 28, The Encouragement of Universal Sage Bodhisattva. Thereupon Universal Sage Bodhisattva, who was famous for his virtues and supernatural powers without hindrance, came from a world at a distance of many worlds to the east of this Saha world. He was accompanied by innumerable, uncountable great bodhisattvas. All the worlds quaked as he passed through. The gods rained down jeweled lotus flowers and made many hundreds of thousands of billions of kinds of music. He was also surrounded by a great multitude of innumerable gods, dragons, yaskars, grandharvas, asuras, garudas, kamnaras, maragas, men, and non-human beings. They reached Mount Gurghartuka of the Saha world by their virtues and supernatural powers. Universal Sage Bodhisattva worshipped the feet of Shakyamuni Buddha with his head, walked around the Buddha from left to right 7 times, and said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, I heard the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma which you expounded in this Saha world from a remote world in which lives treasure, power, virtue, superior King Buddha. I came here with many hundreds of thousands of billions of bodhisattvas in order to hear and receive this sutra. World-honored one, tell me how the good men or women who live after your extinction will be able to obtain the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma." The Buddha said to Universal Sage, "The good men or women will be able to obtain this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma after my extinction if they do the following 4 things. Secure the protection of the Buddhas, plant roots of virtue, reach the stage of steadiness in proceeding to enlightenment, and resolve to save all living beings. The good men and women will be able to obtain this sutra after my extinction if they do these 4 things. Thereupon Universal Sage Bodhisattva said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, if anyone keeps this sutra in the defiled world in the latter 500 years after your extinction, I will protect him so that he may be free from any trouble, that he may be peaceful, and that no one may take advantage of his weak points. Mara, his sons, his daughters, his subjects, his attendants, yaskas, rakasas, kumbandas, pisakakas, kirtas, putanas, vatatas, and other living beings who trouble men shall not take advantage of his weak points. If anyone keeps, reads, and recites this sutra while he walks or stands, I will mount a kingly white elephant with 6 tusks, go to him together with great bodhisattvas, show myself to him, make offerings to him, protect him, and comfort him. Because I wish to make offerings to the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. If he sits and thinks over this sutra, I also will mount a kingly white elephant and appear before him. If he forgets a phrase or a gathi of this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, I will remind him of it and read and recite it with him so that he may be able to understand it. Anyone who keeps, reads, and recites the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma after your extinction will be able to see me with such joy that he will make more efforts. Because he sees me, he will be able to obtain samadhis and a set of dharanis. The set of dharanis will be the dharanis by which he can memorize repetitions of teachings, the dharanis by which he can memorize hundreds of thousands of billions of repetitions of teachings, and the dharanis by which he can understand the expediency of the voice of the Dharma. World-honored one, the bhikkhus, bhisunis, upsakas, or upsikas who seek, keep, read, recite, and copy the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma in the defiled world in the latter 500 years after your extinction, if they wish to study and practice this sutra, will concentrate their minds on study and practice strenuously for 3 weeks. When they complete the study and practice of 3 weeks, I will mount a white elephant with 6 tusks and appear before them with my body, which all living beings wish to see, together with innumerable bodhisattvas surrounding me. I will expound the Dharma to them, show them the way, teach them, benefit them, and cause them to rejoice. I also will give them dharani spells. If they obtain these dharanis, they will not be killed by non-human beings or captivated by women. Also, I myself will always protect them. World-honored one, allow me to utter these dharani spells." Thereupon he uttered the spells before the Buddha. Antande tanda hate tanda hate tanda kushade tanda shudare shudare shudara hachi bodha hasene sariba darani abatani sariba basha abatani shu abatani shoga habishani shoga nigadani asogi shoga hagadai tere gada soga tora arate harate Sarabha Soka Sammachi Gaurandai Sarubha Daruna Shuhari Sette Sarubha Sato Radha Kaushara Atta Gadai Shinda Bikiridaiti. He said to the Buddha, World-honored one, it is by my supernatural powers, know this, that a bodhisattva can hear these Dharanis. Anyone who keeps this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma while it is propagated in the Jhumpavipa should think, I can keep this sutra only by the supernatural powers of universal sage. Anyone who keeps, reads, and recites this sutra, memorizes it correctly, understands the meanings of it, and acts according to it, know this, does the same practices that I do. He should be considered to have already planted deeply the roots of good under innumerable Buddhas in his previous existence. He will be caressed on the head by the hands of the Tathagatas. Anyone who copies this sutra will be reborn in the heaven of the Transmitrimsa gods immediately after his present life. On that occasion, 84,000 goddesses will come and receive him, making many kinds of music. A crown of 7 treasures will be put on his head, and he will enjoy himself among the ladies in waiting. Needless to say, more merits will be given to the person who not only copies this sutra, but also keeps, reads, and recites it, memorizes it correctly, understands the meanings of it, and acts according to it. Anyone who keeps, reads, and recites this sutra and understands the meanings of it will be given helping hands by 1,000 Buddhas immediately after his present life. He will be fearless. He will not fall into any evil regions. He will be reborn in the Tushita heaven. There he will go to Maitreya Bodhisattva, who, adorned with the 32 marks, will be surrounded by great bodhisattvas and attended on by hundreds of thousands of billions of goddesses. He will be given the benefits of these merits. Therefore, anyone who has wisdom should copy this sutra with all his heart, cause others to copy it, and also keep, read, and recite it, memorize it correctly, and act according to it. World-honored one, I will protect this sutra with my supernatural powers so that it may be propagated and not be destroyed in the Jhumpavipa after your extinction. Thereupon Shakyamuni Buddha praised him, saying, excellent, excellent, universal sage. You will protect this sutra so that many living beings may obtain peace and benefits. You have already obtained inconceivable merits and great compassion. You aspired for Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi and vowed to protect this sutra by your supernatural powers in the remotest past and have been protecting this sutra since then. By my supernatural powers, I will protect anyone who keeps your name. Universal sage, anyone who keeps, reads, and recites this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, memorizes it correctly, studies it, practices it, and copies it, should be considered to see me and hear this sutra from my mouth. He should be considered to be making offerings to me. He should be considered to be praised by me with the word excellent. He should be considered to be caressed by me on the head. He should be considered to be covered with my robe. He will not be attached to worldly pleasures. He will not like to read heretical scriptures or any other writings of heretics. He will not be intimate with heretics, slaughterers, boar breeders, ship breeders, fowl breeders, dog breeders, hunters, prostitutes, or any other evil people. He will be upright. He will have correct memory and the powers of merits and virtues. He will not be troubled by the 3 poisons. He will not be troubled by jealousy, arrogance from selflessness, arrogance from self-assumed attainment of enlightenment, or arrogance from self-assumed acquisition of virtues. He will want little, no contentment, and practice just as you do. Universal sage, if you see anyone who keeps, reads, and recites the sutra, the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma in the latter 500 years after my extinction, you should think, before long, he will go to the place of enlightenment, defeat Mara and his followers, and attain Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi, turn the wheel of the Dharma, beat the drum of the Dharma, blow the conch shell horn of the Dharma, send the rain of the Dharma, and sit on the lion-like seat of the Dharma in the midst of the great multitude of gods and men. Universal sage, anyone who keeps, reads, and recites this sutra in the latter 500 years after my extinction will not be attached to clothing, bedding, food, or drink, or any other thing for living. What he wishes will not remain unfulfilled. He will be able to obtain the rewards of his merits in his present life. Those who abuse him, saying, "Oh, you're perverted, you're doing this for nothing," will be reborn blind in their successive lives in retribution for their sin. Those who make offerings to him and praise him will be able to obtain rewards in their present life. Those who, upon seeing the keeper of this sutra, blame him justly or unjustly, will suffer from white leprosy in their present life. Those who laugh at him will have few teeth, ugly lips, flat noses, contorted limbs, squint eyes, and foul and filthy bodies, and suffer from bloody pus of scabs, abdominal dropsy, tuberculosis, and other serious diseases in their successive lives. Therefore, Universal Sage, when you see the keeper of this sutra in the distance, you should rise from your seat, go to him, receive him, and respect him just as you respect me. When the Buddha expounded this chapter of the encouragement of Universal Sage, as many bodhisattvas as there are sands in the river Ganges obtained the dharanis by which they could memorize hundreds of thousands of billions of repetitions of teachings, and as many bodhisattvas as the particles of dust of 1,000 Sumeru worlds understood how to practice the way of Universal Sage. When the Buddha expounded this sutra, the great congregation, including the bodhisattvas headed by Universal Sage, the sravakas headed by Shariputta, and other living beings such as gods, dragons, men, and non-human beings, had great joy, kept the words of the Buddha, bowed at him, and retired. Here ends the 8th volume of the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma. This ends day 32.